So Ben and Deborah just decided to live as common law man and wife.
With his personal life stabilized, Franklin jumps into the newspaper business. He buys the Pennsylvania Gazette and becomes founding father of another American tradition, the sex and gossip column.
We filled his newspaper with gossip stories about the people of Philadelphia, most of which he made up himself.
But he didn't stop there. Franklin also writes fake letters to the editor.
One of which came in the form of a letter from a man who caught his wife cheating on him. This man asked Franklin, would it be okay if I went to the wife of this man and told her about her husband and my wife, and we hooked up? Well, Franklin, in the voice of the editor, then says, well, return evil not with evil. In other words, don't do this bad thing. Of course, Ben Franklin wrote the letter in the first place, and he was just using this to gin up sales.
Thanks to his sex-fueled strategy, Franklin is the first newspaper publisher in American history to turn a profit and becomes the country's first media mogul. This allows him to retire in 1747 and discover cool stuff. He later hooks up with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who are working on this little thing called the American Revolution. And December 1776, Franklin cleverly uses sex to become an American hero.
So the colonies declare independence in the summer of 1776. Now, the Declaration of Independence was just words on the page. In order to actually get independence, they needed guns and troops from France. So they needed an ambassador to send over there to convince the French royal authorities that this revolution against a fellow monarch was a good cause to support. Well, it didn't take them too long to realize that Ben Franklin was the perfect man for the job.